This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauril presents government's policies and programs in joint sitting of Federal Parliament. Policies and program prioritize agriculture and energy-related sectors to increase production and generate employment. Government to undertake legal and structural interventions to enhance domestic and foreign investment-friendly atmosphere. Cabinet endorses 16th five-year plan. And at least 14 people killed as billboard collapses in Indian city of Mumbai during thunderstorm. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauril has presented the government's annual policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year in the joint session of the Federal Parliament today. In the beginning of the meeting, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda submitted the government's policies and programs to the President. There is a provision of the President presenting government's annual policies and programs in the joint sitting of the Federal Parliament before the presentation of the budget 15 days later. Presenting the policies and programs, President Pauril said the government would give priority to the agriculture and energy-related sectors to increase production and generate employment opportunities. Similarly, the government has emphasized on making health services, land reforms and survey-related services easily accessible online for the citizens. The policy and programs also include maintaining good governance by the effective control of corruption. The policy and programs will also be addressing the problems of the 500,000 landless squatters. The government has also decided to increase the electricity generation to 4,500 megawatt. The government has also decided to bring the Pokhara and Vairava international airports into operation. President Pauril underlined that Nepal would be developed as global information technology hub, encouraging to develop IT industry as a major sector of employment and service export. Similarly, the government is to forward next decade as the information technology decade to achieve socio-economic transformation and prosperity, taking information technology as the basis of digital transformation. At least 5,000 employments would be created by running IT workstation at appropriate places in the Kathmandu Valley and its province. Similarly, a legal and institutional arrangement would be made for the safe and effective use of communications and information technology. The government has also a plan to revise Digital Nepal framework. The policies and programs also mention that the task of putting Nepal's own satellite on orbit would be moved ahead and the standard for the construction and operation of the data center would be developed. The government plans to move ahead for the process of establishing the Information Technology Knowledge Park. A policy will be taken to build and operate media villages in all provinces. Likewise, the government has pledged to take necessary initiatives to address issues in the banking and financial institutions, microfinance and cooperative sectors. The government aims to integrate scattered small capital to implement big projects and seek the involvement of private investment companies to operate and manage closed industries such as the Gorakhali rubber industry, Butabal spinning mills and Hetonda garment factory. The government promises to undertake legal and structural interventions to enhance the domestic and external investment atmosphere and to expand it. The policies and programs further state that the approval process for domestic and foreign investment would be further simplified, making it convenient and predictable through the implementation of the automated digital system. However, leaders of the main opposition Nepali Congress and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party have expressed their doubt over the implementation of the annual policies and programs. Meanwhile, the opposition Nepali Congress obstructed the other parliamentary business of both the houses of the Federal Parliament after the President presented the government's policies and programs. Earlier today, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire held talks with chief whips and whips of major political parties in a bid to build an atmosphere for running the House proceedings smoothly. In the meeting held at the Speaker's office in Simadurbar, the Speaker drew the attention of all political parties toward the possibility of effects on House business and a constitutional crisis due to a prolonged Parliament impasse. However, the Nepali Congress had said it would be allowing However, Nepali Congress said it would be allowing the presentation of the government's new policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year and the joint sitting of the federal parliament and continue the obstruction thereafter. The major opposition Nepali Congress has been obstructing the House proceedings, demanding the formation of a parliamentary committee to probe the alleged role of Home Minister Ravi Lamisani and the misappropriation of the cooperative funds. The government has endorsed the 16th five-year plan. According to government spokesperson and communication minister Rekha Sharma, a cabinet meeting held today endorsed the five-year plan. The National Planning Commission had sent the draft of the 16th periodic plan to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers on Sunday for the final endorsement. Meanwhile, the government has formed a Republic Day main celebration committee to mark the Republic Day on the 28th of May. A meeting chaired by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda today formed the Republic Day main celebration committee 2024. The government has decided to observe the Republic Day celebrations for 3 days beginning on the 27th of May. The celebration will also be held in the Nepali embassies abroad. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
साधा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Supreme Court has launched online registration of cases and sending notification of the cause list via the automated system from today. Inaugurating the service, Chief Justice Bishwambhu Prasad Shrestha said preparations were being made to gradually implement the system developed by the Supreme Court's Information Technology Section at the High and District Courts as well. Two climbers from Mongolia have gone missing during an expedition to Mount Everest. According to the Department of Tourism, those missing are identified as 31-year-old Usuk Jargal Sedendamba and 53-year-old Purem Suren Kambazov. They both are males. The department was informed about the incident via its field office at the Everest Base Camp. They were last seen ascending to the peak of the summit from the Everest camp, fourth camp, at 8:45 a.m. on Monday by another expedition team. It is said that the search operation for them is underway at potential locations with the help of rescue management agencies. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 14 people have been killed and dozens more injured after a giant billboard collapsed during a sudden storm in the Indian city of Mumbai. The BBC cited the Indian police as saying the billboard, measuring 70 meters by 50 meters, fell onto houses and a petrol station in the city on Monday. The government of Maharashtra state, where Mumbai is located, has ordered an inquiry into the incident. Monday's dust storm brought parts of the city to a standstill, ripping up trees, causing tribal chaos and power cuts. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken has promised Ukraine that aid that will make a real difference on the battlefield is on the way. According to Al Jazeera, Mr. Blinken, who reached Kiev on a surprise diplomatic visit on Tuesday, met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and said that the U.S. aid would make a real difference against the Russian aggression. The visit comes as the country struggles to hold back a major Russian incursion near its second biggest city of Kharkiv. The cross-border offensive in the Kharkiv region is one of the most significant Russian ground attacks since the start of the war. The trip is the first by a senior U.S. official since the $61 billion support was approved by U.S. Senate and Congress. Now we'll deal with the forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the Kosi Province, Gondaki Province and Korali Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain falls and thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi Province and Gondaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podil presents government's policies and programs in joint sitting of Federal Parliament. Policies and programs prioritize agriculture and energy-related sectors to increase production and generate employment. Government to undertake legal and structural interventions to enhance domestic and foreign investment-friendly atmosphere. Cabinet endorses 16th five-year plan. And at least 14 people killed as billboard collapses in Indian city of Mumbai during thunderstorm. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Regional for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineregional.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.